3 years.
Oh, we've done this shit. You it's hard to me? Imagine.
That's 1 year per host.
Of unbridled,
uninterrupted,
free form,
zero absences,
unleashed, zero absences, amazing free flowing conversation,
joy injections into the earth. If the earth had a joy health bar,
it'd be full.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
And can I say this? This is also essentially a 300-hour documentary on how to make it in a crumbling industry. You have three cases of three basically rising superstars that are being paid as guest stars and more on
We need TV ego checks movies. Badly.
Yeah, that's the last thing we need a ego fucking supplement to boost it even more so we can get our shit done. We need to go to work right now.
Well, I've got good style. Work.
What?
How's this for work? You ever seen a double fortune cookie?
Oh, that is, I've never seen that. Two fortune cookies.
That is a blessing. Open that fucking.
You play your cards right.
Open that on your birthday.
Open that. Also, that is, I keep on thinking about every time I see a fortune cookie, I think of Eric's like haunting, again, like a horror movie that doesn't begin. Eric's life is a horror movie that never starts. But he's opened two fortune cookies back to back with a blank and no fortunes.
Oh wait, really quick on the ego thing. I can check myself right here right now. Just last night I had two incidents. I went out for dinner and drinks with Tim Key and Donal, and we're just having a good time. And a guy at the bar walks past and says China and May to me. Whoa. And they didn't hear it, and the guy left, and I said, did you guys see that? Like, you got, and I had to explain what that was, but I had to explain. They didn't catch that I was clocked. You see
so
what
you
I'm
had
saying?
To, like,
so I had to bring attention to it. And also, we went to Tower Bar for dinner, and I went to the bathroom and I went back, and a security guard stopped me, and he was like, "Where are you going?" And I was like, "Just back to dinner." And he's like, "You're eating in there?" I was like, "Yeah, I've been here for like 2 hours." And he's like, "Okay." Did not believe me. So
but then he let you go. What a weird.
But then
weird
he
person.
Let me go because he probably smelled my.
Okay, dude.
He got close enough to smell my expensive cologne.
I look like shit, but I smell amazing. It's like, I know I look like I don't belong here.
Smell me, bro, please. I know you can't see it with your eyes, but smell me, bro, please. It'll convince you.
Would you rather be the sexiest person in the world who smells like fucking rotten boat? Or would you rather be the fucking ugliest person on earth? Can't even look him in the fucking eyes, but you
sexiest rotten
good as
boat,
a
no problem.
Limoncello.
Sexiest rotten boat.
And then you just stay inside. You.
Right, right. Well, it's because we've been bonding, because it's just been me and her this week.
She wants some camera time.
This is a full eclipse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a full cat eclipse right there. There's a cat.
Imagine one of these things just back with the pharaohs. A pharaoh trying to do telekinesis with its cat because it thinks it's a god. Imagine that. Pharaoh coming.
I could be a fly on the wall during that
time.
Did
they have flies back then?
Hella. Oh, yeah, you have to imagine it was hella.
Locusts, bro.
Locusts.
Right.
Imagine being around during that time period. What was that? Seven? Was that back to back the days? It was like 7 days.
Bruh. You know that Cleopatra is closer to now than she was the building of the Great Pyramids? You know that, right? You understand that, right?
I subscribe to your Substack, dude, of course. I know this. The title of this week's email.
It's just the top voted things from 2011's like r/interesting subreddit.
Things I learned on TikTok this week while taking a shit.
Dude,
at work.
I found an amazing fucking subreddit. What was it? I screenshotted it. I was on Reddit and I was like, we have to tap into the subreddit. It was so beautiful and amazing. Give me a sec.
Is there something beneath the subreddit?
Hypothetical situations. subreddit for hypothetical situations.
Read a couple out. You,
and
please.
Also, I screenshotted this. This is too afraid to ask. Subreddit.
Read a couple.
This is just one that I screenshotted, but it says, Mormon women, do you give head in relationships?
Hey, yo.
Too afraid to ask.
Is there 10,000 answers or 80,000 answers? That's my question.
This one actually didn't blow up that much, but okay.
What are people
so
saying to this?
Just honest responses of Mormons.
Well,
hell yeah, I give head, dude.
Is that the first answer?
Hell yeah.
No, I didn't even read them. But dude. Okay, so this is a hypothetical situation. Dude. For every $250,000 you get, you shrink 1 inch.
Penis
worth situation.
It. Not worth it. In my situation, not worth it. Because I'm 5'9", so I'm in a mysterious category that tricks the mind, where people don't even consider my height. It's not always short. He's tall. It's not considered. I'm judged by my intellectual merits and my
still
physique
eclipses
alone.
My Buffy. Let me go to this subreddit and let me pull up. So maybe I can pull up the top ones of all time.
Please.
All right, I'm on it.
Reddit.
Okay, this is the number one hypothetical situation. A lot of them are money based. 100K USD a year, but you become naked for exactly 1 second at a random time each month. What the fuck? Of course I would do
that.
What are you? That's so stupid. Gee,
done.
Of course I would fucking do that. Ridiculous.
For 100K per month?
For 100K a year.
Oh no, hell nah. That's not worth it.
And then you have to also get a fucking accidental compliment at one point as well for your physique.
Exactly.
Oh no, don't make me do that. And I have a disability. Oh no, don't make me get sympathy too.
All right. For $100 million, now we're talking cash.
Yes.
They will put you in a coffin. They will nail it shut. They will bury you 6 feet underground. You have enough oxygen for 6 hours guaranteed. After 6 hours, they will dig you up and the money is yours. But after they bury you, they will draw straws from 100. If they draw the lone short straw, they will never dig you up. No drugs, alcohol, headphones in the coffin with you.
Eric, damn, I was.
Oh, no alcohol. No alcohol.
I was like, that's fine. I'll just fucking have a bunch of drugs. What the hell,
no,
man?
No wild turkey. Then
no sedatives.
So wait.
You can have one small flashlight if you choose. Would
Watch
you take
this.
The chance?
Guys, look at this.
Nice. Eric's got a flashlight on his watch.
Wow. That's the Garmin.
Solar Instinct.
Upgraded watch. I have the fucking Forerunner. This thing fucking is just such a piece of shit. I mean, it's okay, but...
It. Nate has to take his watch off before he goes in the cold plunge, man.
I'm done with the jokes. I'm done with them, dude. I'm done with you making fun of my fucking...
Nah. This is not a time to joke. This is a time to unite. Whenever I wear these sunglasses, these style of sunglasses, it does... accentuate the features that I don't love on myself.
You look like you're trying to like get into like the Mr. Smith like agency, you know. You're
Mr. Smith's like fugly cousin. Nah. We all are handsome. And we all have
exactly.
a lot going for us. So enough of this bad talking, bad self-talk. I won't stand for it. I just
don't
won't.
Accrue it.
Good
you
word.
Time
it.
Freezes for 10 years, but you get $10 billion.
Done.
Dude.
Finally, it's time to
read. What? These are wrong.
Read Percy Jackson 15 times. What else?
the lighting thief? Bro, don't joke around about it.
Finally, crack into the lightning thief. Yeah, that's a done deal. What else?
$100 million, but a family member of yours, your choice, dies.
Can I say that I have a fucking stepfather? His name is Donald Trump.
Interesting. Now, this is where it gets interesting is when you start tricking the genie. You see what I mean?
Oh, how smart could they be? They live in a fucking bottle.
It's a lamp, bro.
Bruh. What's that? What makes that shit a lamp, by the way?
It's an oil lamp. It's an ancient Arab technology, bro.
Well, then why is there an opening on the front? Like a tea kettle.
I don't know. I haven't thought about this enough. Move on.
I'm curious of you guys' perspective on this. You have a perfect 10 out of 10 body.
Done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Pause. However, in the next 5 minutes, you will get shot. Jesus Christ.
Get shot what? Where? What? So it's 5 minutes of heaven and then you're done?
Exactly.
In the next situation, what?
You have perfect face, perfect skin, perfect muscle definition, etc. You will still age, but you will age extremely well. Let's see the shot mechanics here. However, to achieve this, a man will appear in the next 5 minutes and shoot you purposefully with a 9mm beauty bullet in the. In a non-artery, non-instantly fatal area.
Oh, great. So you get shot and then you become beautiful?
I guess it's kind of like going to
take a fucking piece of my thumb off.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm in.
The man disappears after that.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a... Yeah,
I don't have to go under general anesthesia? Yeah, of course I'm doing that. I'm scared of that.
I was just saying, I got... cut with a piece of glass recently in my still have a mark from it, as you can see.
Shit, oh my god, that's really bad.
That scar's looking fucking crazy.
And it was a deep gash.
Oh yeah, you showed me that.
Oh no, you could have ended.
And I said to Eric after I got that gash into my, it was deep. Okay, let me. It was like you could see inside of like the skin. And if it would have gone,
you could even see inside of my skin.
If this, I'm lucky, this is just a doop, but if it would have went dead, I would have been dead instantly. But from the pain threshold, I said I could take a fucking bullet, you know?
Yeah, not a 50 cal.
I said that to Eric after that, but that's
because because the scratch on the wrist was not even given 1 out of 10. Wasn't even
because I was like, man, I took this like a champ, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, damn.
Imagine if my eyebrow was always like this. At the Chase Bank, talking to the teller. I think there's you're sure that's all that's in the account?
You should get a facelift, but just on one side, so you have the permanent fucking the rock, the eyebrows. Dwayne Johnson.
There is a someone is on the Universal lot. I don't know. It's some celebrity, bro. Some A-lister celebrity. And they have a golf simulator, bro. You know how some people are like, I need
that's to. That's Kevin Hart.
In my rut. You think it is?
Yeah.
Okay, but if I were that big, I would be getting a full-scale 747 simulator. Hey guys, I don't think I'm in the next couple of scenes. I'll see you. Yeah, I'm immediately in Bermuda. You see what I'm saying? In a fighter jet. What else? I thought you guys would like that. So that's insider information that could literally get me fucking fired.
Dude, I got one for you. Ready?
What? Eric,
you're going to freak out, bro.
What?
Let's just say, why don't you guess whose shoulder was touched my shoulder last night?
Tiana Taylor. Nope. Who was it?
Not even close, man.
Oh, Leo, my God. Leonardo
Ariana Grande.
Let's just say Nate is correct.
No.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Are you
dude?
Are you serious?
Dude, you can't even imagine how much crazy it felt.
Oh, because he was there for the one battle after another, Famiglia.
Yeah, so, Famiglia. Mike
Berbiglia. Was he getting turned the fuck up? Was he turning up? Be honest.
Dude,
be
I honest, followed him Jack. Around for as much as I could, but security got stop.
I'm a writer.
You know what? There was... I was waiting to get into the after party last night, and I didn't wear a jacket. I didn't wear a jacket to work yesterday because I'm like, this is a little bit perhaps special out of me, but in my head, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be outside for more than like 5 minutes today, even though it's 30 degrees out and a generational snowstorm's coming. I'm not going to wear a fucking jacket. And recess, then I got stuck outside, and yeah, then I had to be like, can I come in, please? I can explain. I'm a writer, even though I'm not on the guest list. And that was rare.
Why are we shut out?
We're being
disrespected. Should be welcomed immediately into any fucking establishment.
What's it gonna fucking take, by the way? What's it gonna fucking take?
It's gonna take the glick, bitch. Let me in the after party. No, I don't do violence.
No, because he who makes a beast of himself forgets. Oh. What is it?
He's listening to Avenged Sevenfold.
Makes a beast out of himself.
No
Avenged
longer.
Sevenfold. Heard of that?
What is this quote? We've said it 17 times on this. He who, typing with one finger at a time, he who makes
no hate
a beast of himself. Oh, yeah. Gets rid of the pain of being a man.
Of being a man.
What else?
What else? Yeah, what else?
Wouldn't that be amazing? What are we talking about today? Fucking metal singer?
I would, bro.
Oh my god, dude.
Here's what I'm saying is it weird to get into that stuff later in life?
Yes, but
it's weird, but it's not good. Is it weird to never do things that make you happy? Yeah. Mm. Wait, what am I trying to say?
I've been listening to this band called Dope Smoker.
Dope Smoker? This band? Nope. Give us a taste.
Fed Smoker.
Me driving to the Universal lot. Had two beers last night. Not hungover, but feeling a little groggy. What the fuck's going to happen to me today? Good God. I've just had too much coffee. I have to piss. What are we going to order for in the writer's room for lunch? Yeah, Mediterranean. Oh, yeah, I just thought of it. But do you guys like that? Listen to this.
At this point, Eric, you owe us like $200 from the demonetization you've caused the channel, our YouTube channel, over the last like 4 months.
Well, I'm highlighting emerging artists like Dope Smoker.
Dope Smoker Productions. When are rockers going to start putting that producer tag on the front? Yeah.
Yeah.
You might as well.
Whiskey and Coke Limited Productions. The Roxy. Sunset Boulevard Productions.
Geese Music. Geese Music.
When is rock coming back, bro? And I'm not talking about indie. I'm not talking about Alex G. I'm not talking about
Jet.
The Geese.
You're talking about talking Velvet about Revolver.
Poison. About,
welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want.
When the fuck is that type of music coming back?
Oh my
god. It's going to take a cataclysmic event where a third of the population dies and people start getting strange and odd for that to come back. You see what I'm saying? It's going to take a Fallout style situation.
Yeah.
That music will never come back. Ever. Ever. There will never be a resurgence of Welcome to the Jungle.
Well, but do you think we'll ever go back to Beethoven style? Once electricity is killed by a worldwide EMP,
Yeah, I could see that because, you know, we go back to analog. All we have is, you know, we're growing our own food and we have baby grand pianos.
Mm-hmm. Wait, how little was that glass of water, Jack? What are you drinking out of, shot glass? What was that?
I'm doing dishes right now. Don't worry about it.
Let's see the size. Yeah,
the Curious George. It's a little bit small, to be frank.
Three years.
What's fucking happened to us? Oh, Quattrini's.
Peanut butter
bodega. Dry mouth classic. 2 a.m. What am I going to fucking get? Ginger shots and some Quattrini's.
Quattrini.
I miss New York, man. Fuck.
God, me too.
So 3 years.
This podcast has gotten better or
no?
Maybe that's like a fun part of listening to it. It's like it never gets better. It's like
it just degrades.
So long as it doesn't get too much worse, I think it's okay.
Right.
It's just like the most flatlining podcast on the planet.
Well, y'all couldn't imagine the amount of
bro.
Snow.
We need to hype ourselves up.
I wish I could show you. There's major snow.
My brother
snow.
Showed me his balcony.
Major snow. Oh, my God.
Major winter wonderland?
Snow.
Winter wonderland. And if you don't know, New York is at the latitude zone of the earth where it does experience a lot of winter-based weather. That was for some of the listeners in Indonesia.
Oh, right. You the know, Myanmar they contingent.
They might not know that.
Myanmar. I just watched a TikTok on how to escape the top three countries to escape from America to Cambodia, Uruguay, and Albania. These are our options.
Oh.
We can become English, they say teachers, I say professors. Mm-hmm. You can teach English to non-English speakers in those countries. But I say we go there. A lot of people are just going over there. They say it like this. I say that we leave America right now and go over there and do a Dead Poet Society style Robin Williams. Because they have all these bored English teachers that just want to take advantage of the poor country, right? Poorer country. But if we go over there like Robin Williams and change some minds and introduce them to Shakespeare and make them do plays – and say, carpe bro, diem.
I would be just doing theft.
You would be doing theft?
Intellectual reverse theft.
I would be
doing the Robin Hood of music where I'd be going, what? Oh my God, people in fucking Albania haven't heard of the Beatles. People in fucking Albania haven't heard of Who's Robot Jones or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You got all this IP that's untapped.
Right. So
and
you're essentially
relive the golden years.
You're saying like you would do the plot of the movie Yesterday,
but for
Franz Ferdinand,
exactly for Albanian Franz Ferdinand. Just type the beat.
Why didn't Albania sounds amazing? I haven't thought about Albania in maybe every Albanese.
I have. I actually think when we were planning the Costa Rica trip, one of the options was Albania.
Albanian girl, you came and you changed me, girl. Albanian girl,
whoa.
Albanian girl.
This is about that TikTok, the Chinese girl.
That was actually a parody of a Michael Jackson song called Liberian Girl, one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs.
Aisha Speed was just in Liberia. I don't think he had a great time.
I know. I've been watching.
Oh, no.
You
know who is having a great time?
What? Who?
Welcome back, Vitaly.
I saw, man. And he's been changed by the Philippine prisons.
He was...
Was it the Philippines?
Detained. It was the Philippines for 200 and something amount of days. If you don't know Vitaly, this is somebody who physically and emotionally abuses citizens of all income around the entire world.
The ultimate
for YouTube
prankster.
Videos.
Yes.
And basically.
Catches predators, by the way, you forgot to mention.
Vitaly.
Good for him.
I don't know this guy. Russian YouTuber?
I heard that he was going back to Russia to get conscripted.
Little did you know, He's in America.
That's what I just saw because he was talking to Aiden Ross. We shouldn't be knowing these names, or maybe we should so we can monitor them.
No, it's not quite right what's happened to the world.
Yo, Aiden. Falling to your knees seeing Aiden Ross in public.
Aiden Ross! Oh my God, Neon! Holy shit, bro! Dude! Sign my fucking balls, please. Neon, sign my balls. Sign my fucking balls, Neon.
Now, who's Neon? That I don't
know. Oh, you know Neon, bro. Are you kidding me?
Dude.
You know he almost hooked up with Iggy Azalea, right? You know he was this close to hooking up with the Iggy Azalea, but he fucking...
Dude, they did hook up, bro.
Come again?
Oh, they dated.
Hell yeah, Neon.
Oh my God, Sheesh. This guy.
Neon.
What a fucking loser. Like, literally. What up?
Bro, we don't need this heat right now. But hey, Neon, if you're listening, that's one opinion, bro. We love you, bro. We like what you're doing. We like your platform. We want you to continue you look like your blessings. Mate, you could be Neon's mate.
He looks manager. Like a child, like I hit the fucking sperm bank, and you know, we look related.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. What a weird thing.
What a bitch.
What a bro? Tracking. Who else? Who else is out there? We need to rehabilitate Ninja's image and get him.
Oh my God,
Ninja needs what to take his Fortnite skills and enlist in a progressive. DSA army. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
The DSA militia.
Wait, did you see that Mr. Beast has is starting a bank, basically?
Oh my goodness.
Which is my dream.
So I bank with Mr. Beast. I do my phone dealings with Smartless Mobile shopping. And Mint Mobile. I have two phones.
I just eat Feastables, Mr. Beast Feastables for a lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh,
my entertainment, my comes from
yeah.
Mr. Beast is like the I'm trying to think. It's like this is like a Skynet sort of thing. Once he gets into the AI sector,
oh, dude,
oh, it's over.
I go to the Jennifer Lopez School of Dermatology for free skin checkings and fucking mole checkings,
bro. If fucking J-Lo told me that it's time for me to get some cancerous lesions removed. That would feel amazing.
Oh, J-Lo, please tell me what's going on with my body. Please. J-Lo skin is body check. T. Just J-Lo. Putting that out there. J-Lo is body T. She still got it. What else?
What else? What, are we supposed to talk about anger management on this episode?
No.
Oh,
but,
my God.
We were okay, discussing that as a possible topic, so we could absolutely get into that subject.
Do you guys feel at all as if the end times are coming?
The opposite.
That's correct.
because I'll tell you why. Because so the media wants you to think it is the end times. When things are really going to end, we're not going to know. It's just going to be a blip. You see what I'm saying?
But wait, Eric, the opposite of the end times is the beginning. You think that this is, we're actually in the beginning of all society?
Yeah.
You think society is about to
then
fucking
tell
begin?
Me this. Then tell me this.
What?
Why on a Diary of a CEO podcast did a Google CEO's co-founder come on there and say, you're not ready for 2027?
What did he mean by that, bro? I want to get inside a Google developer's mind.
They're very cryptic, these people.
Are we about to get an extra 20 gigabytes of storage on the fucking Google Drive?
Yeah, what could that mean? What could that mean? Fuck.
What do you mean?
There is going to be a market collapse. Q4 Dude. 2027, clip it now because and come back to this. And I'm the Nostradamus, dude. I'm the predictor.
Keep Q4, investing in index funds. It's gonna go up forever.
Financial collapse like you've never seen before.
Sure.
Oh, interesting text.
Yeah, I just sent Nate a very interesting text. I wish we could tell you guys what it said, but it's that. Unfortunately, that's private. But some interesting dealings are happening.
Are you kidding me? All right, hold on.
Yeah. Hey, man, why don't you move to New York? I mean, LA, man, please. And then you can get this special text.
God damn it. I got a crush tonight.
You have to destroy tonight. Please. Nate, how much of your stuff tonight is new material?
You know what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to do a second chance on some jokes that I've like tossed aside. I'm just going to be like, you know what? I'm going to give these a second chance. The final chance.
If I do 50% new, will you still respect that? Or you want me to go 100? I can't go 100, bro.
I will respect you. I love you. Any version of yourself that you bring to...
Thank you, man.
You are loved. You are accepted.
Jack, break down your Sunday for us.
Well, it's funny you should. Me and Julio just. Oh, did you just? Something we can't quite tell you. Can't talk about it.
Just yeah. It for no
reason. I don't like this. Are you guys talking shit?
Can't say, man.
So the lot there. So we're drawing lines in the sand, then, huh?
I just.
What did
you
say,
no,
Julio? Reveal it.
I mean, do not fucking reveal this, man. This is crazy. Yeah. So,
Jack, how many beers did you have last night at SNL? Or was it tequila soda?
Let's just say one.
Oh, wow.
One cerveza?
One beer or what?
I had a beer and then I had a martini. Thank you for keeping me accountable.
Yeah, you're welcome. I had a martini and two beers last night.
Thank you.
Nate, how much NyQuil did you fucking slurp down?
Oh, dude, that's actually, I'm going to save it, but my joy this week was related to this.
NyQuil?
So I'll save it.
Mm-hmm. NyQuil and some 7-Up.
Well, you know, I watched, have you guys seen No Other Choice yet? The movie?
No.
No Other Choice. No. The scene where Julio's giving the thumbs up. It was a great
movie. I'm only watching domestic this year, supporting my
But Julio, you know in that scene where like they're getting faded in the crib and he like pours up that fucking that tall glass of beer. That has never looked more delicious to me in my life when they fucking dunk they do like a shot in the beer, you know, where they like drop it in and they chug it.
That might be soju. God.
It might have been, but it was so, it looks so delicious. These frosty, big fucking bugs.
Oh, the frost on a beer. Love that.
Oh my God.
Do it, Nate. Do grapefruit, lady.
Hello, my name is Nate. This is my audition for me doing an impression. This is grapefruit, lady.
If that happened to you in real life, if you were blessed enough to have that occur to you and you experienced that, would you be able to not laugh, or would you be in the throes of ecstasy? And you see what I'm saying?
About
you wouldn't be going
laughing. I would be having a fucking full body orgasm / seizure.
Man, Jack,
I would be doing it back. I would be doing the sound back to her, you know.
Yeah, putting it back.
That's crazy, man.
Try that Jack. Out. There's somebody out there. Hmm?
So today is Sunday. You work at SNL, so your Saturday is probably a little bit intense, right?
Right. That's what the show is. Yeah, right.
So Sunday is your day of recovery, right? So, that guy got arrested. Okay.
No.
For stalking. Yeah, I just found that out. I think it was on the subreddit.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Pog.
Pog. You know he was doing an investigation on a police officer. He probably wasn't even.
Yeah, no, he probably
not the type of stalking you think.
Right. But, Jack, Sunday is your day of rest and relaxation, right? Or at least it should be in a perfect world. What do you do to chill out, relax, and rejuvenate for another week of writing SNL, getting back into the mix at 30 Rock? Go ahead.
Well, this will be a simple one because, and you should hear this because one day every member of this country is going to have to do this job. It's going to be mandatory service.
Conscription. Exactly. Yeah.
Basically, step one, and this is what I texted Julio, wake up, make bacon. I made bacon this morning.
Just bacon?
Step two. Well, that's what's funny. Bacon on the, this is bacon on the pan while the bacon's in the oven because you can't wait. Make a couple of the extra bacons on the pan to snack on.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Now the bacon in the oven, why is that in there? That's because we're making bacon, egg, and cheeses. We're done with the ock. We're done with the ock. We're making bacon, egg, and cheeses at home.
You become the ock.
Become the ock. You either die ock or live long enough to see yourself become the ock. Well.
Wow.
Yep.
Can someone just explain what ock means? Because I know it means the guy, but is that like A-C-H? Ock?
I think it's his name.
O-C.
Oculus.
Ock.
Oculus Rift.
Uh-huh. So you start with a B-E-C. Then you get a J-T session. Mm-hmm. Then what?
Then you go, you play in the fucking snow, and then you go and you fucking go see the new Bone Temple movie.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Oh,
I want to see that.
It's that simple.
That looks fucking crazy.
No gaming?
Excuse me?
Probably not gaming.
You know, I've been playing gaming. Fortnite.
Oh!
A little bit more, I would say.
And Destroy.
Just, going for you.
They just released the Michael Scott and Dwight Schrute skin.
You're lying.
No. Fortnite.
No.
Yeah. And I was tempted to get it. I was like, this would be great to play as Michael Scott. And he has like the Kangol, the backwards Kangol. And his cape is like a big mug that says best, world's best boss.
They've been trying to get Travis Beanling in there.
Yeah,
They've been begging me, bro, but I've been freezing up the deals. So, yeah, keep your eyes peeled if this deal goes through, if my lawyers finally come through. Yeah, you might be seeing my ass up in there.
Oh.
What do you think is the least played Fortnite skin of all time?
Mariah Carey, Jax.
I'm the only one out there still rocking Mariah Carey.
Damn, I want to play Fortnite.
There's a Bruno Mars no build, which is hilarious.
No build.
I don't know if you can build anymore. Nobody plays the build mode, right?
You certainly can, but
also I played a different. I just experimented. I said, what are the other games that are here? And there was like Brain Rot, like Symposium or something. I was like, what the fuck is this? I had to download a new game. It's like this is now Fortnite is now Xbox. It has games inside the game. And it wasn't Fortnite, and I had no idea what the fuck was going on. You're going up to these Italian memes where it's like cappuccini nitteroti, and
what the fuck?
I just didn't know. I was like, this fucking new the little kids these days, they're fucking doomed. It was just a, you know about these Italian memes, the brain rot memes?
No, I've been staying away from Italy.
My nephew knows them, and he's like in kindergarten.
One time, me and Dan Sloan played a Fortnite custom game that was called The Ghetto.
Okay.
And it was like just a town. It was like you dropped in the ghetto, and everybody's like jacking each other for shit.
I hope you were like, on the mic talking about trying to educate people on how problematic that is.
Well, realize that the people who made it probably are from the actual ghetto. That's how it's so well informed and well designed.
I would hope so.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, the Earth is the ghetto in terms of intergalactic mansion neighborhoods. So. Let's
do you think that? Wow, man, I'm so jealous if there's a fucking federation out there of planets and we are not, and we're being too violent for them.
God,
fuck. Please let it, if you can hear us, please let us in the federation. Please save us. Please, God, please come down and please help us out. It's not.
How do you think it works?
We're in trouble.
Do you think there is a supreme leader of all of the galaxy?
Aha. Well,
A president of the the universe.
Well, you know, there's collected. Billions of galaxies, right?
Yeah, I know that.
So everyone has
you
a
think
screen
we,
leader?
You know those uncontacted tribes that are out in the earth?
Right, right.
You think they look at us like that?
Right. Yes.
Right. That's what's interesting.
Oh my goodness. God.
Right. That's
what's
interesting.
Get out of here.
You think if we went to an uncontacted tribe, got on a boat, and taught them improv?
And teach them improv?
What do you think would happen?
And teach them improv for business school students?
I think they would be begging to move to Chicago. They would say, let me out of here. I've just seen the light and the power that is improvisational comedy, and we need to get out now.
They probably are hilarious. These
they probably are hella funny, bro. Humans are funny, bro. So are monkeys.
Oh, I just watched a monkey run by a pool. That shit was funny.
Well, I just saw, what did he do? He just ran by it?
He just ran by it. One of the shortest monkeys I've ever seen. Just ran by a pool. So funny.
I saw an orangutan just reacting to a beatboxer. Did you see this, Jack?
No, that's cool.
And the orangutan's like, can't believe it. Like trying to feel the guy's chest to see what's going on.
Oh, that's funny.
We need to be like going, we need to be like singing to animals. I feel like they would, you know what I'm saying? Going to the zoo in a barbershop quartet and singing to each
new TikTok
species.
Nate, you were getting pretty emotional to me the other day about how to start engaging with TikTok. You're like at your wit's end trying to think of ideas. Well, bro, it just came to you naturally. That's how these ideas come.
They come from the universe, man. These
Let's
ideas.
Go to the San Diego Zoo tomorrow.
Why don't you build me up, buttercup, baby, won't you let me know? Like a scorpion bug. Just close to it.
Yeah, that would be nice. I bet, you know.
Get out of the tank.
Wait, Nate, you were saying the other day that you watched an interview with a guy that's been in contact with aliens, and they said you have no idea how smart animals are, right?
Yeah. They were kind of like condescending to they visited a man, and they were like condescending. They're like, why would we show ourselves to you? You don't even know the intellectual power of the animals on your planet. And they also, this is a separate one that I relayed to you, that an alien said, don't go towards the white light.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like this message needs to get out. To the
say this,
public,
say
dude.
This now.
Because when you die, there's a white light. All right. And Jack, I know you're already going to do this naturally, but I think most people they're too intrigued by the white light. You're supposed to go towards it. And all your family's there. Come on in here. You know what that is? That is a trap. They are going to trap you, and you're going to wake up in a fucking cage on the moon, and you're going to be a fucking slave.
And it's not our moon, by the way. Yeah, it's not our familiar moon. It's going to be a deep, fucking deep space moon that you don't.
So they try to trick you because what are we? We're harvesting souls on this planet, dude.
You know that, right, Jack?
You realize that, right?
It's been 3 years of this podcast. You should know that by now, bro.
Why do you think they murdered the Eastern European team that discovered the actual what happens when you die in terms of the gamma frequencies revealing an entire sound-based universe with architectural designs and cities escaped out of the wavelengths of sound?
Exactly.
Classic, yeah.
Need I say that
again?
Well,
so if there's a sound universe, there must be a fucking smell universe. And if there's a smell universe, there must be a fucking... hearing universe, or wait, I mean sight universe, which we're in right now. If there's a sight universe, that means there must be a touch universe as well. All way touch.
And that one.
All five senses.
The 18 and up touch universe.
I think I only got four senses.
What's the other
sight,
one?
Sight, smell, hearing, touch, and what is the fifth?
Taste, man. The best one.
That's
right. Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been working on my relationship with food, so I don't even think of that as a fucking, I don't care about that one anymore. Taste doesn't
matter. Telling me you're eating for fuel? Please don't tell me that.
I'm eating for fuel, and only on business meetings now for human connection.
Put your sunglasses on, please, please, for the love of God. Put them back.
Oh, we need a business lunch. You should have. Jack and I were talking on the phone two mornings ago. I was getting out of my car at work, and literally we were going, Nate, if you, my coworkers were also getting out of their cars, and what they heard me say was to Jack was, we need to start a production company.
I wish people could, like, the amount of pathetic things we say to each other. Oh, dude, it's like, it is humiliating. Unimaginable the pathetic things we say to each other constantly.
I enjoy it more and more every year, I must say. The older we get, the funnier it becomes.
The funnier and more desperate. But do you, and obviously, I don't know if what these guys created was a good thing ultimately. I think it's become a rotten thing, but. Do you think that Thomas Jefferson and George Washington sounded crazy when they said, bro, we should start a country?
Right. Yeah.
Is that who started
a production company, dude? Let's start a.
Or Steve Jobs and Steve, whatever his name, Wozniak said, we should make a company called Apple.
First, they call you crazy. Then they call you a maniac. Then they accept your ideas.
Yep.
That's it.
Well, said something like that.
Yeah.
Should be first. Well,
I remember when I tried to tell you guys about Joy Tactic, you guys said, nah, it's never going to work.
This was supposed to be a YouTube video.
What
that's
was
the T.
Oh, Joy right. Tactics. Joy Tactics. Well,
no,
initially,
Joy Tactics
it
was
going to be.
Basically, this is the first, you know, the verticals that trend.
Well, I think what we have never revealed is that I was working with someone in the past that suggested that we start working with a Indian TikTok company called Rizzler. Rizzle.
I forgot about this.
Do you remember this?
The
and they were going to pay us. They were going to pay us $500 to make like five videos or something. And we were like, I think we should just fucking take it. Like, it, like I think we should do it. And then we never
you
did
can't
that.
Can't make this up.
Rizzle?
And then we never made. Yeah. Did we ever have
is
a meeting Rizzle with Rizzle?
Still popping?
No, Rizzle's done.
I don't think we
I looked
met
up
them.
Rizzle
no.
recently.
No.
Rizzle has been taken out.
Fuck.
That could have been something, dude. That could have been a major play.
That could have been crazy sauce.
That could have been some Chris Kattan level shit.
Chris Kattan, please come back. Please, please come back and save us.
3 years, man.
3 fucking years, man. It's hard to believe that.
What do you think it's going to be like 3 years from now? 6 years.
Now,
what year would that
lip filler?
2029.
Which one of us is most likely to get plastic surgery?
I think the doctor would look at all three of us and say, what could we even possibly
What could we possibly, like, sure, we could do a little,
like
you
a
know, yeah, tiny could, little Botox, but
we could pretend, like, we'll put you under and pretend if that's what you really want.
You just want to have this experience.
You just want a scar. We'll give you a fucking scar.
Scar. Saddest Disney villain of all time. Scar.
Please, Eric, with all your fucking heart, say Psyduck. Do a Psyduck impression right fucking now.
Simon! Simon!
Whoa, that's what you got.
How does he go?
Psyduck.
Yeah, I think Jack had that. Won that impressions contest.
Moving on.
Is that right?
Moving on.
You're fucking bad, dude. Your bag's not like to lose. Sucks ass, bro. It sucks.
Anyways, yeah, so a lot more important things to talk about than Pokemon again. So
is it time yet to do the double fortune cookie tutorial?
Oh, let's
yeah,
do it.
Just crack
open
it open,
that
bro.
Shit.
We need
Let me just show up. You for anybody wondering how you're supposed to eat a fortune cookie.
Do this ASMR style.
Oh, hello, everybody. You're listening
whisper,
to Joy Tactics.
Do it, whisper.
Okay, stop fucking giving me notes, dude. I got this. I'm going to show you how to eat a fortune cookie in a way that makes the fortune come true. Because the rumor is, if you eat the fucking fortune cookie before you read the fortune, this is the only way in which the fortune becomes real. Now you're wondering, through the end like this. Watch, bitch.
Oh, God.
This is the most Jack way to eat a fortune cookie I've ever seen in my life. Sorry.
Damn.
Wow, so now the fortune comes true for sure. Why don't you hold the fortune to the camera? And we'll read it word by word. I'll start. Sorrow
shared.
Sorrow shared.
What the fuck does it say? Oh, wow.
Is halved.
Sorrow shared is halved. Share that burden today.
Bro, that's why we...
Wow.
Wow.
You know that song, Lean on Me.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not strong, I'll be
your friend.
I'll be your friend.
I'll help you.
Sing to the fucking seahorses.
Seahorses? Are they going through right now? Oh, hell
no. Well, I think we have to sing to animals, remember?
Do you?
That's the callback.
It's a callback, bro. Yeah, we're in the third fucking beat of the Herald. Now, go open.
Oh, God, Eric.
Open the second
ball knowledge cookie, like that. Man. You're revealing ancient ball knowledge.
If you know, you know, bro.
Oh, the second one. Right. Because this is the world's first ever back-to-back double.
Back-to-back to
fortune
back
cookie.
To back. Hitting the fortune cookie from the front and blowing its back out.
I'm going to do it one more time. This time I'm not going slow for your ass.
Speed round. Oh.
Yep.
I'm imagining, see, this podcast gives me movie ideas because I'm imagining a first day trader at Goldman Sachs eating at a Chinese restaurant at lunch for his very first day and opening his fortune cookie like that and getting fired and then starting his own business and becoming Goldman Sachs fucking 2.0. Now, what's the fortune cookie say?
Be a role model. The younger is watching.
Whoa. Okay.
Be a role model. The younger is watching.
Dude,
yeah,
the fortune
something...
knew you were podcasting.
I needed to hear that today fucking badly. Yeah.
Be a role model. The younger is watching. That's me. I often forget.
But lest we forget that the younger can teach the older.
I never have forgotten that. That's what I'm always telling you guys because I'm the youngest.
Right.
Guess how old I am. I don't, honestly, guess how old I am.
You are. Well, I know how old you are, Eric.
Yeah, why are you saying that?
I don't know. I think it's
annoying. I could guess. Do you want me to guess? If I didn't know you, act like I didn't know you.
Yeah, guess.
Try and guess.
Look the youngest, Eric. What's your youngest looking face?
Oh, wow, 28. Yeah.
Close. 5 years off. Now.
Quick. Wow, very quick to do that.
What gave you guys joy?
Whoa. That's crazy, man.
It's not even crazy.
I will start off. I had a crazy fucking sickness this week. It was a mutated flu molecule.
Oh, you ran the diagnostics, the home diagnostics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The homemade IV.
Sneezing.
You had a mutated flu gene.
Into a petri dish.
Are you fucking serious?
I had a mutated flu gene.
And, well, let's just say this sickness started out as about 4 days of, this is like maybe like a cold's coming on. Fourth day, shiver, chills, fever. It was trying to like fake me out, this fucking virus. So I say, man, I need some fucking Mucinex. And I got the Mucinex PM, whatever, the nighttime version.
Sleepy. Mm-hmm.
And, dude, that shit felt so good.
It was hitting.
And I was playing Fortnite, too, and I got a fucking battle royale off of
that. Half asleep off the Mucinex PM?
Yeah.
That's skilled. That's pure skill.
Well, it cuts out all distractions. You know what I'm saying? You just focus on one thing.
Yeah.
But that
you're locked amazing. In. God, I love locking in with medicine. Mm-hmm. I love taking medicine. That orange. Dayquil. Yeah.
A lot of medicine is just straight up delicious food.
I know. I know.
Tums? Oh my God.
They should make non-medicinal Tums.
100% agree, Smarties. Sweet Tarts.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Ew, you know what's disgusting is fucking berry Tums? Yuck.
Yuck.
I like tropical. Okay. Tropical Tums. Okay, go ahead. Jack?
Dude, joy-wise, let's just say I went inside of my first ever Sprinter van.
Why?
That
for what?
Was basically, or maybe I've been on one to get like a shuttle to the airport before. Just basically getting a ride, 9 people getting a ride home, splitting a giant fucking van. And these are the simple types of 90s style joys, a la limousine, a la MTV. That is maybe seen as cheap, tacky, not fucking cool these days, but really, that is pure enjoyment.
Was this your shuttle to the after party?
No, this was going home.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, I was laughing my ass off in there too. Bunch of 30s and 40s year olds hanging out, laughing their asses off on a bus. Oh my God.
Nothing better. That's classic.
Eric?
My joy is simple. My love for board games is just sort of blossoming. And I've been playing two this week that I really like. One's called Splendor, where you trade gems and buy jewels and attract the attention of nobles. And also Danny and I have been playing this card game, deck building game called Star Realms. And it's like playing Slay the Spire, but against your friend. And it's pretty fun. And it's set in space.
How are you finding out about these games? I have a question. Yeah.
Research. Deep research.
Okay.
Wow.
AI research into the best board games around. Anything else, guys? Happy 3 years.
Congratulations to Alex Honnold for climbing the tower of Taipei.
Oh, right.
That was crazy. He made it to the top.
Yeah, that was crazy. I'm glad. That would have been crazier if he died in front of fucking Mark Rober.
Can you imagine? He's just standing on top of there with the wind blowing.
God.
Oh.
If you just get a little dizzy or hungry or nervous, jump off the rock.
Did you see that clip from inside the building and watching him go? And he's like being kind of, his abs are coming out and people are like,
Yeah. Doing different distractions every 10 floors. Here's your wife.
Nate, would you go grapefruit mode on Alex Honnold to celebrate him?
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. At the top of the building.
Yeah.
Live on Netflix.
You're on the top, like, but you're like hella strapped down.
There's like 4 helicopters that are like strapped.
Wow, X-rated Fear Factor. Let's get it going. Knoxville, hit us up. All right.
Yeah.
See you in 3 years, everybody.
Things are crazy right now, guys. So please stay joyful and but stay strong. All right.
Peace out. Bye
bye. Bye bye.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.